My name is Melchior. I am one who followed the star in the east to find the Christ child. God's coming to this world. He came to this Mary and Joseph. Some have called us kings, that we are not so much. Others have called us wise men. The biblical word magi is probably closer to being a wise man. Well, God has given me a little time to come down from heaven to be with you here tonight. And if I would say who I am, who I was, I would say I was a watcher, a seeker of God among us. For in this world, there's such brokenness. People are hurting so badly. There's so much injustice. People are neglected and forgotten. They lash out and hurt. What can we more hope for but that God would enter and do something about this world? Well, here you are, you watchers. You've come to this place to look for the Christ child being born, looking for him, longing like we did, that something might change in a world that is not well, a world that is indeed broken, that ends all too quickly in pain and sorrow. Well, me and my compatriots, we came bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gift giving is a wonderful act, especially when it comes from your heart. For gift giving at its best shows the love of a person's heart and brings honor to the person who receives the gift. I learned this from my father. He brought this beautiful vase. You can see the dark greens and burgundy color of this vase. We had seen nothing like this vase and its colors in our village. And my mother just wanted to know, where did you get this gift? And he told her, and she said, that's over a week's journey away. And my father smiled and said, yes, and the journey is a part of the gift. The journey is a sign of the love and the care behind the gift. For you see, in this world, we are physical people. We can get lost in the gift itself and think everything's about just the gift, the object, the thing. And we forget to see that the big deal is the person behind it, that the gift at its best just points to the one who gave the gift behind it. And my hope for you is that you always, when you see a gift, that you look behind it. You know, in heaven, when people get there, no one goes and says, oh man, I wish I had more stuff on earth. I wish I would have gotten more things, more possessions. The regret of heaven is often, I wish I would have loved more. I wish I would have cared more about those who mattered to me. Well, we brought our gifts to Jesus when we found him and laid them before him. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And of course, the baby Jesus couldn't do anything with them. But they still mattered because they showed our love. They showed honor to him. Well, I picked that baby up and I held him to myself. And that was the moment that I realized something so critical. That my gifts were small and insignificant. They didn't change the world. They, as nice and fine as they were, that the big thing of this night was not my giving gifts, but receiving a gift. That God's gift in Jesus, this long walk God took from eternity, from being almighty, to becoming in this child was the greater walk. And that it was a sign of God's love and an honor for us. And so this night is not first about giving at all. No, this night is first about receiving. You might wonder how receiving a baby can change anything. A baby's vulnerable, needy. A baby needs the care of its parents, the protection. But many things in this world, again, start small. A small seed grows into a great tree. A little flame can burn into a great fire. So it is with people, that a person like a seed born into this world can be a great, a strong, visible presence across the world, that his words can be like fire and spread across the world with ideas and change in the middle of those words. Well, the shepherds, they were told by the angels a lot about this child, to give him hints about what kind of seed he would be, what kind of word he would spread from him. Remember their words. The angels declared, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord." A Savior. Yeah, there it is. One who saves. Saves us from our worst selves in particular. The fact that at times we are mean and greedy, we lash out at other people, we are lazy, we don't do what we know we should do, we're weak of will. Savior, saving us, forgiving us for our weak selves, helping us rise up above our worst side to our better selves. Christ the Lord. Christ was that biblical word for the Hebrew was Messiah. Means anointed one, God's special anointed one, like a prophet in the Old Testament, one who brought a word to the world, who led, bringing a word to the world. And of course, Lord is one who commands others, who stands above others. This Christ the Lord is one who came and spoke a word of forgiveness to those lost, seemingly far from God because of their sin. A word of calm to the storm. A word of getting rid of the evil, of rebuking the evil in the world. A word of raising even the dead. Bringing life to what is dead. Now therein is hope. Therein is a great seed that can do great things in the world. And this night, this child is born. This seed, this flame is bursting forth in the midst of us. And we are asked to receive. We're invited to receive. You know, receiving is not always easy. In one way it's not easy is that it makes us feel humbled. We feel in another person's debt. And I would say that's appropriate, isn't it? That if God has made the journey here in love to be among us, that we rightly feel humbled and in his debt. That's a good part of receiving, but it's not easy. In the second way, I think the receiving of something like Jesus is hard because it seems so abstract. It's like these ideas out there, and somehow we kind of push them into our minds, into our hearts, and into our thinking, and we absorb them, and that's a good thing. And that's a fine thing. But it feels kind of like mental work at times, and it's this abstract thing, and it can feel a little distant. So how do we receive? Well, one way that the Lord gave us was at this table to receive bread and wine, his body, his blood. There's no mental activity. Well, wrap your head around how that works. All you can do is take and eat. Take the bread, eat it, chew it, taste its weedy nuttiness. Take the cup, drink bitter sweetness of the wine. Just let it go into us. Let it yourself receive it. It's physical. It's tangible. It comes to us, the Christ child, even on this level. Well, there's one other way that we who are in this physical world celebrate and receive the Christ child this night, and that is through the lighting of our candles. In a few moments, we will be passing a light out to each one of you. And when we receive that light, we have this little yellow flame flickering up to a point in front of us, bringing a little light to the darkness around us. It's a sign that indeed Christ dwells with us in the darkness. This flame is a flame we receive, a visual, tangible sign that we know Christ indeed is with us. Your little hymn, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," gets at this so wonderfully. It says, "Where meek souls receive him still, the dear Christ enters in." And so this night, we, meek souls, receive him still. Through a word, through a meal, through a light. And indeed, the dear Christ enters in. The dear Christ enters in for you. The dear Christ enters in for you. Amen.